and out, I couldn't resist myself. You know, you end up coming and getting a Flying Dutchman late at night, and you almost never look back. You almost can't look back. You almost have to make it a graveyard ritual. Live stream in the car at In-N-Out, getting a Flying Dutchman. Actually, I'm going to get a couple Flying Dutchmans. I'm going to admit it, a couple Flying Dutchmans. Why am I going to lie to you and say I'm getting one? We're here to talk Marvin Harrison Jr. What are the odds that Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver one entering his second year, or you could even say concluding his second year, if you will? I'm just curious if anybody in here feels like he will be JJ or better. Unlikely, says Brian. A couple. Yeah, I'm getting a couple. I'm getting two. I'm getting two Flying Dutchmen. I'm not going to lie to you. Bruce, what's up, my guy? Guys, drop it in the chat, please. Odds. Give me a percentage. 100%, 50%, 20%, 30%. Odds that Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver one in fantasy football dynasty after one calendar year, or maybe two. You can clarify if you're like, okay, I don't think after one calendar year, but we're going to go ahead and say after two. I'm very curious to know what you all think. I'll say 15%, not likely, but he'll be JJ or better, says Theo. If he fell to LAC, more likely 60%. What's up, DeBalt? DeBalt in the building, appreciate you. 40% says Theo. Where are you at, Smitty? Where are you at, Smitty? It's Flying Dutchman time. It's Flying Dutchman time. Your boy's hungry. I've been working hard, okay? I dropped my rookie rankings on the fantasyfootballshow.com. We're ready to rumble on that. Depends on the situation in QB. Okay, we'll throw out a couple situations that make him wide receiver one. Let's have that conversation. If some of you aren't comfortable predicting that he will be, let's hear you all drop. Let me see if I can put this right here. Can I do this like this? Can I do that? Yeah, I guess I could do it like that. Give me a landing spot that makes you comfortable to put him number one in dynasty wide receiver rankings. What landing spot makes you feel warm and fuzzy? Depends on the situation. Go ahead. In AZ, okay. So Marvin Harrison Jr. in Arizona gives him the best chance of being the number one wide receiver in fantasy football. Hold on. I dropped you in between. In fantasy football, walking into year number two. This is becoming hard.
Guest 80?
That's not me. Let's see what else we got. LAC or AZ? Okay, what Theo, what's it?
77?
Is that me? Hey, Theo, what does that put him at then? Percentage-wise, you say, and do I have a crack in my windshield? What's going on there? You say AZ or LAC, does that make it more than 40% for you, though? Arizona with Kyler, says Bruce. Bruce, what's your percentage then? Is it still 15? Isn't that what you said, 15? Make it animal style. I'm making it Flying Dutchman style. I don't know that we need to go as far as putting pickles on it, because I think it's got the onion on it already. That's what Flying Dutchman is, or you can wrap it in onion. So I'm wrapping it in onion. Theo says 60% in AZ or in LAC. Bruce, where do you say? Scooter McSpitty. No Scooter today. No Scooter today. 80% if he goes to LAC. Wow, Theo's upping his percentage. 80% Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver one in Dynasty if he's in LAC. Unbelievable. DeBalt says, I believe Marvin Harrison will get peppered in Arizona. I'm going to say 70-30. I like that. Hold on one second. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Flying Dutchman Pro Pro Draft in one part?
Yes.
Going to be closest, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. I'm feeling the Flying Dutchman already. I'm getting full. I'm getting full just thinking about it. All right, here we go. Flying Dutchman coming in hot. George Pickens 2.0. What are the odds, Marvin Harris? It's a good question. I mean,
hi. Are you a Flying Dutchman?
Yeah. Can I get
fry?
Can I get ketchup? Huh? I'm sorry.
That's your fry.
Ketchup. I'll take Thousand Island as well.
Night.
Thank you. Have a good day. Have a good day. Enjoy your fry. You too. In and out. Let's go ahead and there's a bunch of people sitting there, a bunch of dudes in some sports hats. I should have asked them what they thought of Marvin Harrison Jr. Because that would be good content. I should go over and do street interviews right now. Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, in my younger days, I would have done that. Right now, I really don't care. I just want to get back to eat my Flying Dutchman. And we'll probably go live on the main YouTube channel. Or no, maybe Rumble. Nah, we got to go on the main channel. We haven't gone on the main channel today. We'll go live on the main channel. And then maybe we'll go on Rumble as well. I'm not positive yet. But street interviews are going to have to wait. Your boy's got to eat his Flying Dutchman. I kind of like Tennessee. Smitty, those In-N-Out runs are symptoms of addiction. That's okay. I'm not trying to run from that. 30% with Kyler. You still got JJ, Chase, DK. Okay. Bears, 65%. Matt O wants the Bears. So Field stays in Chicago. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr. at 1 or 2. Maybe they trade down a spot. You're saying that. Oh, so Corian asked the question, the very, very good question. Let's get out real quick. Corian asked the very, very good question of what are the odds that Marvin Harrison Jr. becomes George Pickens 2.0? Now, first off, George Pickens is amazing. Talent-wise, he's one of the best talents in the National Football League, the wide receiver position. Unfortunately, he probably is going to bust on some level this year because he is A, a head case, B, as Arthur Smith constructing that offense and commanding it and making decisions, and C, there's just no quarterback there anyway, and Arthur Smith's not going to solve that. So you're not wrong in projecting Pickens to be too, you know, him to be, if you're trying to say something negative about Marvin Harrison Jr., the Pickens 2.0. But almost fair to say that about Pickens before he's even busted. It's almost like you got in the DeLorean, went back in time, and you already know that Pickens is about to bust. I think he's probably going to not be what we want him to be. What's up, Kerry? Dynasty crew in the house. 23 thumbs up. Punch the thumb up button. Doing it live. Hell by my wide receiver one day one if he goes to Indy. Okay, so Theo's saying that Dynasty wide receiver one if he's in Indy. That's a great question. If he goes to Indy, who here doesn't think that he has a shot at being at least wide receiver two in Dynasty? Let's start there. Wide receiver two in Dynasty, MHJ, Marvin Harrison Jr. in Indy, and let's say Michael Pittman Jr. does not get retained, or they don't franchise tag him. He doesn't get an extension or a new deal, whatever. Let's talk the Vikings will attempt to move to the 3 spot and grab a QB. Definitely would be interesting. What about London and Watson? What about London and Watson? About them might be there in that range. What are we talking about there? Indy too low for him. Well, of course, Tyler, they'd have to trade up. But Indy would be an amazing landing spot. Don't see him getting on the level of Chase or JJ. Neighbors has even got close to scouting reports. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is better than Neighbors, but I like Neighbors a lot. Neighbors in the right spot is pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. 100% top two, says Matto. So, let's do a raise of hands. Corian says, Smitty, stop making me like you. Why don't making me like you? Why don't you like me, Corian? Why would you not want to like me? Why would you not want to like the channel, Corian? Okay, raise your hands. Let's throw number one out the window. Okay, maybe that was too bold of a title. Maybe I should have come in with the wide receiver too. In Indy, with no Michael Pittman Jr., what are the odds that Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver two in Dynasty after one calendar year? Raise your hand. Okay, let's start there. Let's start there. Wide receiver two, Indianapolis, no Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver two after one calendar year. Raise your hand. No Pittman, totally agree, says Tyler. I mean, that London and Watson, how quick, how going to hard pass my opinion. I mean by that London and Watson, how quick, how it's going. You're still writing in gibberish, Bruce. Bruce is like, let me clarify. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on. Let me reword that. Blah, 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 blah. Two behind who? Chase? Yeah, I mean, yeah. No, I mean, JJ. JJ's probably one, right? That's what everybody's been had a problem with. Come on, man. You know the thing. You know the thing. You know the... I mean, hold on. I got this. Let me clarify for the Bruce. Blah, 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 blah. Bruce is my guy. Bruce, you know you're my boy, Blue. You know you're my boy, Blue. We got a new car. Yeah, we got a new whip. We're trying to get it wrapped. I'll do some videos on it. I'll probably do it on my blog. I'll do a vlog video on the new whip. And I'm trying to get it wrapped right now. I'm getting some negotiation with some people to try and get some wrappage on the car. I want to get the hood wrapped. I want to get potentially the roof wrapped. Maybe the fender flares wrapped. We'll go. Bruce, you still here? Oh, Bruce isn't mad at me. Bruce is my hero. The thing across the thing. Exactly. Colts with AR5 would be lethal combo with no Pittman, says Tyler. Okay, so can we please get a vote? Can you give a thumb or a percentage? Can you give a percentage? If you're down on the idea, give me a 20%, give me a 0%, give me a 1%. The fantasy football show wrap? No, 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 no. No, I don't want to drive around with, I mean, not that that wouldn't be cool in some way, but I know I want a matte black wrap the hood or the roof and the fender flares. I'll show you all later, but it's Pimp Smitty's ride on the vlog is what we're trying to do with that. 50% says the freak. So 50%, the freak says 50%. Pittman Jr. gone. Indianapolis with AR5, wide receiver two after one calendar year. Who else has got a percentage? Hazelnut says 40%. Depends, of course, on where he lands. Hazelnut, I'm giving you the playbook here. It is, I got in the DeLorean. That's the new whip. I took it into the future. I see that he's in Indy. I'm not going to tell you how it ends up. He's in Indy. Michael Pittman Jr. was not franchise tagged. They let him go. He's playing with AR5. It's a whole year has gone by. Is he wide receiver two? What are the odds of it? Seems very unlikely scenario, but 50-50. Maybe. I mean, they of course have to trade up. Yeah. Okay. Let me give you another example. Washington trades for Justin Fields using 2 second round picks. And they take Marvin Harrison Jr. at numero dos. Okay. Marvin Harrison Jr., Cliff Kingsbury OC, Adam Peters GM, Justin Fields QB in Washington for 2 second rounders. In one calendar year, what is the percentage chance that MHJ Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver two after one calendar year? Washington with Kingsbury, Justin Fields for 2 second round picks, full year playing together in 2024. You're sitting here. This time next year, What are the odds he's wide receiver two in fantasy football? Drop a percentage. Drop a percentage. Wide receiver two fantasy football, what are the odds? Go. Tyler says 100%. 30% still has McLaurin and Dotson. Okay, 20% don't love Fields. Okay, 70% Commanders. Matt Glore dropping a $5 hauler. One QB pick. I don't have the horn on me, so I'll hit my horn on my car. Thank you, Matt, for the $5 hauler. How much are you giving up to get the 1.1, the world? I want him, Smitty. I give up, like, let's say the 1.5. I give up the 1.5 and a future first rounder. Throw in a second rounder. I'm easily doing that kind of stuff. But you might have to give me a little bit of an example. 70% Fields, MHJ, carry 30%. Tyler says Colts better spot. Okay, but they're less likely. So I wanted to throw out a more likely scenario. I think Washington trading for Justin Fields is not that unlikely. Okay, here's another example. New England trades for Justin Fields using 2 second-round picks. They draft Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 3 overall. In one calendar year, what's the percentage chance Marvin Harrison Jr. is wide receiver 2 in fantasy? One calendar year, New England, Justin Fields, go. Go. Matt says, I have the 1.2. He wants that top 3 projected 25 first. That's tough because, I mean, Neighbors is still really good. I don't know if it's top 3 projected. I mean, will it be with Marvin Harrison on your team, though? Mr. G says 75%. The Bolt says 90%. Matt says 80%. Guys, Tyler says 30%. Guys, can we please help Matt out, who dropped a super chat? Would you all trade the 1.2 up to the 1.1 to get Marvin Harrison Jr. and surrender your 2025 first rounder, which Matt says is projected to be a top 3 pick? Although I don't know that it will be after you get Marvin Harrison Jr. Can we please get a response from you guys to Matt? Is it too rich of a move? Do you like Neighbors enough? Do you think Marvin Harrison Jr. is worth it? Is Matt underselling the fact that his team's going to be better? He probably doesn't have a bottom 3 pick. Yes, do that deal, says Tyler. Mr. G says, do that deal. Mr. G says, yes, Matt, do that deal. D-Town in the house, appreciate you. Giants move up a few spots to grab MHJ. It's possible, but it would be stupid. But they might do it. They could do it. I could see them doing it. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Go for it, says Hazelnut. Theo says no. Do it live, says Kerry. You got enough votes, I think, to go do it live, bro. Go do it live. MHJ is the 1.2 in Superflex, says Theo. So if it is a Superflex, be careful. Because maybe you get him anyway at 1.2. All right, guys, I appreciate you. I'm going to go eat my food. I'll probably be live on the main channel tonight. I think I will. Matt, thank you for the super chat. I'll see you all later.